have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you have complete control of your life? Do you have complete control of your life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to move about work or whatever, you got to go work out or whatever, you can podcast and listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And happy White History, by the way. July is White History. And I think the last day of July is this coming Friday. Isn't that amazing? Going by so fast. And it's just been amazing. I really appreciate the participation. Also, you can, don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. It is also because we love the blacks. Wednesday, the first hour the second 2 hours, manhood hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. The first hour on Wednesdays is and will always be because we love the blacks, Black Excellent Hour. What's wrong with the blacks?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass. Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. Black excellent. A spiritual battle. We have Bill Lockwood here in a minute. They're trying to do connect up to him right now. And as soon as they're ready, we'll go to Bill Lockwood. It's a spiritual battle. And happy White History Month. It is. You have no idea until you start working on yourself the connection that you have with evil. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to take some calls. until you can build a moment. I'll give them a moment to get Bill Lockwood, all right? Bill is here. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, happy White History Month. You are on the air.
Today.
Hey, Jerome?
Jesse, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Come a little closer to the phone, but it is a little better for sure.
Okay, yeah, let me know if this is better like this.
How's that doing?
It was actually better just a moment before.
Oh, it's good like this right here?
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, okay, perfect. Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
All is well. Happy White History Month, Jerome.
Thank you. So I was calling because on Monday you were speaking about Shiloh Hendrix, the woman that was found guilty of arguing with the man, with the little boy, and she was calling him the N-word.
Oh, the white lady.
Yes, her.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and you were talking about, you know, this is, you know, the concept of white genocide. You know, white people, you guys are under attack in America, and this case is proof of that. And that made no sense at all. I just want you to explain, like, why you said that about that case.
Well, because the white lady was found guilty of really nothing, in my opinion. And had she not been a black woman speaking to a black boy like that, I guarantee you we would have heard nothing about it. And she definitely would not have had, according to the report, pay a fine. But because white people are under genocide, anything that white people do at this point, especially if blacks are involved, white people gonna pay one way or another. Fox 9, a jury found the woman guilty of disorderly conduct toward the man who recorded the viral video. She was found not guilty of the count involving a racial slur directed at the boy, at the child, whoever it was. But and the man that recorded it, from what it looked like, and I'm not sure, I wasn't there, it wasn't even his business at all. And yet, she was found guilty of disorder, but he wasn't. And so that is more proof that white people are under genocide in America now.
No, it's none at all. First, she didn't even get found guilty of the racial slur. So that's proof that white people are not. And second—
They found her guilty of disorderly conduct.
Yeah, but
she was just
conduct
having a verbal discussion with
out.
A man that was involved in her business.
Yeah, but you can't. But she was acting out in public. You can't do
and
that.
And he was
that's
too.
No, she was only her. She was the only one that was irate.
No, he was carried on too.
No, only she was. If you watch the video, I mean, it's on video.
Why
you
was
can't
he? Why was he videotaping her? And she was saying, why are you videotaping me? And he was like, well, I'm taping you. And they were arguing about that. And it wasn't even his business. It was two people arguing. And both
were
wrong.
Well, it wasn't two people.
It
was a grown woman and a child.
I'm sorry?
It wasn't two people. It was a grown woman and a child. You can't argue with the child.
No, it wasn't about the child. It was about the man that was recording her. It was a grown man. She was found guilty for arguing with a grown man who got into her business, and he had no business in it.
And you always making this about race.
What do you think
race?
About
I mean,
that?
What? No, you making this about race. It has
what
nothing
do you
to
think
do
about
with
that.
That? Think about what?
That he had no business getting into her business at all, and she was arguing with him about that, according to the report.
It wasn't business. She was arguing in public. That's not your business when you take it
but
outside.
Black people argue in public every day, all day.
Well, are you saying that to make it okay?
It's not against the law to argue in public.
No, hold on. You just brought up black people. Does that make it okay? Are you saying that black people do it so now white people can do it? And that's
right,
the way
but no, the point is, when black people do it, it's no problem. But if white people
but black
do
people
it,
weren't even... But you bringing up black people, see, this is the issue is not about this. The issue is just your hatred of black people.
What
because
do you mean?
Now you're trying to think, because you're saying, oh, when black people do it, black people have nothing to do with this. This white woman was acting out of character and she got charged for it. Simple
but that was wrong for them to do that to her because they didn't do it to the man. Had they, or if they made him feel fine and her, then it would have been, still would have been fine because there's no law that says you can't argue.
No. You cannot do it in public. You cannot act out in public. You can't disturb the
But
peace.
She wasn't that's acting a, that's a out. She was defending herself against the guy.
Oh, no. It's okay. This is, again, this is the issue of just, this is white, and anytime white people are get in trouble or they do something, you don't like white people to face consequences. You just want them to run around and do whatever they want to do and then blame it on black people when
Why
they
you
act
say
out
that?
Of line. Because every time a case like this comes up, all white people, it's genocide in America, and y'all are being killed off. This is not an example of genocide.
This is another example of a white woman arguing with a black guy because he got in her business, and he had no business. And the court going to find her guilty, but not him. That doesn't make sense to me.
I know, and the fact that you didn't even look at the case, you didn't even pay attention to it. So how can you make a comment on it?
I played the soundbite on the show.
That's great, but you didn't pay attention to the case.
I didn't care about that.
I bet you didn't, but now you have an opinion on something that you don't even care about. And
you
that
know,
you didn't
my
even
opinion
pay attention
is
to.
About, in the white man's country, he is now...
It's not a white man's country. It's everybody's country. Justin.
No.
Is this your country?
It was founded by the white man, though.
Hold on. I'm not talking about 300 years ago. Is this your country?
It's my country in that I live here.
So
I'm
you're
born
black.
Here. But
so
it was founded
black.
By...
Do
you
well?
Agree with me that it was founded by white men?
I don't care. I don't care about that. I'm talking
do
about
you
today.
Do you agree with that, though?
It's not an agree or disagree, Jesse. I'm talking
was
about today.
Was it founded by white men?
Yeah, what's your point?
My point is the country belongs to them.
Wait.
And
hey,
they invited everybody else to come in, and that's what's messing it up, destroying it.
And the people that found it, are they still alive today?
No, they're not alive. What does it mean?
Yeah, so what's your point? Why are you bringing up dead people? I don't care about that. I'm talking about today. Today, this is everybody's country. I mean, you say all the time, this is my country, yet from what I can see, you
but
are
it's
black
not everybody's come. Country.
But if you as black as they come, and this not your country?
It's my country because I'm born here, but it's not everybody's country. It's not the illegal aliens country. It's not the people that we allow in here through the front door country. It belongs to the white man.
That's I don't know. But and also
is that true
with that,
or not?
No, that's the stupidest. I can't hold on. I'm about to say anyway. That is you don't even believe that, Jesse. You just saying that to get engagement.
Well, no, I'm not. I've been saying forever. That's why we have White History Month to show the white people, especially the men who founded it and with the help of God created the greatest country. That's why we have White History Month to say thank you to them and that we appreciate you. Instead of everybody hating them for what they've done, but to show appreciation.
No, you just started White History Month to make people upset.
No, I just told you why I started.
No, you started it to make
people
upset.
Every month but White History Month, and if it wasn't for the white people, there would be no America. So I started it to say thank you to white people.
Oh, okay. Can I make one more comment about something?
Absolutely.
So you also, I hope this is not what you were doing, Jesse, so I just need you to clear this up for me.
Okay.
After you spoke about Shiloh Hendricks on Monday, you had brought up Chud the Builder. You remember who that is, right?
No. Oh, yeah. The white guy that was going around using it, according to the report, using the N-word in front of the blacks.
That's him.
And now he's in jail, right?
That's him.
I said when they arrested that man, I'm like, he ain't getting out of jail because he did that to the blacks. He was saying the N-word to the blacks. And he's white. Ain't no way they're going to treat him like they did the white people that was at the Capitol building.
But I hope you're not saying that they're treating him like this because he's white. You're 100%. Not saying that, are you? Oh, okay. So you just lying on his radio every day.
I guarantee you, had that been a black man saying the cracker word to white people, he would not be in jail today.
But that's the same case with this. That's the same case.
Am I wrong about that?
He's not in jail for saying the N-word.
Am I wrong about that?
Hold on. He shot somebody. You know that, right? He's not in jail for saying the N-word.
No. He. Well, you know, like, to be honest with you, I haven't watched this guy. I saw the clip when we. I saw the clip when we played it, when he was saying the N-word. And then the show where the shot thing happened, or talked about it. But I guarantee you, though, had he been a black man saying the cracker to the white man, and even if there was a shot, I don't know what happened, he still would not be in jail.
No, but that has not. And why do you say that?
Because black people don't go to jail for what they do to white people. White people go to jail for their what they do to black people, but it's not white people. Black people don't go to jail for attacking whites.
Hold on. So what happened with the kid that stabbed the white one, the Carmelo Anthony? Did he go to jail for killing a white person?
Who?
Carmelo Anthony, the kid that stabbed the white person on the track.
As far as I know, he's in jail because he killed someone.
So what are you talking about that black he people don't go someone. To kill the white people for what they do to white people?
He was accused of killing, right?
That's my point. He did something. He went to jail. You keep
but
on making stuff up
in your
head.
But that's very rare that a black person would punish for hurting a white person.
No, it's not. It happens all the time, and you just lie
every
day on the air. Yes, it does. Every single day when white people do something. This guy, Chuck the Builder, was going around disturbing the peace, again, disorderly conduct, trying to get a rise out of black people. And for somebody
that
speaks, Chuck the Builder, and for somebody
that
goes and talks, yes, and for somebody that every day on the radio talks so staunchly about being against anger, this guy had nothing but anger, yet you're defending him?
I didn't say what he did was right.
Yes,
I
you
said
did.
That because he was a white man and he was saying the N-word to the blacks, and then the little alleged shooting happened. I knew that he was not going to get out. Maybe he'd get out one day, but he didn't kill anyone anyway, did he?
Well, I don't know. No, the person is alive, but you can't just shoot somebody and say, "Well, I didn't kill them, so I get to be free."
He didn't kill him.
Yeah, but that's right, but he still shot him. And the fact that you're trying to make this about that, I mean, I'm sorry to tell you this, Jesse, but yes, even white people have consequences for their actions. You can't just go around
shooting
white
people. Yeah,
white people
do, but not the blacks, if it's against
yes,
the whites.
Do. Yes, they do.
No.
So, black people are treated worse than anybody else in America. White people are doing just fine. Yeah, black people, black people.
You're not being honest, Jerome, about that. That is not true at all.
You know that black people are oppressed with being killed every single day by white people.
No, they're being killed by their own black people. Since
no, white
according
people.
To the FBI and the CDC, I believe, since from 2024 to now, over 220,000 black people have been murdered by other blacks. No consequences.
No. I'm talking about crime amongst different
and they
races.
They said it wasn't white people. And
no,
then,
but I'm talking about
and
crime
then, in that report, they said
races.
It wasn't white people. And then, according to all the report, most of the killing that's done to white people are done by black people.
And most of the killing that's done to black people is done by white people.
No, I just told you the report. FBI said The FBI said it was done by the blacks.
The FBI never said that. Justin.
Yeah, the FBI
you know
report. I read the report on the air. Since 2024, over 220,000 blacks have been killed by other blacks, according to the FBI.
And
they
know
said
the
that white supremacy.
You see this happening.
They said white
in
supremacy was not involved at all.
But you see what's happening to us in this country, and the fact that you
right.
deny every day.
Black people,
you know, You know that black people are being killed by white people every single day, and that we are under attack, and there is a race war against black people.
Where?
Every day, all over the country, all 50 states.
Yeah,
every single day that we see, every single day.
Tell me the attack in our country.
The Nolan Wells.
What?
The Nolan Wells kid. The kid that was killed on the boat with the six other white boys.
Oh, you know what happened with that?
Yeah, he was killed by those white boys.
Where you get that from?
They're white and he's black and there's six other white people. I just told you. Yeah, he was killed by those white boys.
Where you get that from?
You know, because we've seen cases like this all the time.
No, where did you get the evidence that... The proof that they were that black boy was killed by the white guy.
Jesse, stop trying to play dumb.
No,
you know
where
it,
did you
and
get,
I know it.
Nobody else seemed to know what happened. How do you know that that's what happened?
You know it, and I know
it. No,
Matthew,
you, I don't know that. I do not know
that.
Yes,
you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I have no proof of what happened there. Where did you get that from?
Because I've seen it. I've seen the case before.
You saw a case that said the white boys killed the guy?
Well, hold on. Did you see the phone call was released?
No. Did you hear a case? You saw proof somewhere that the white boys killed the black guy?
No, I know that. I know that that's what happened.
How do you know that's what happened for sure?
Because he's black and they're white, and this always happens.
That's how you know that for sure?
Yes.
But you have no proof other than that?
Are you being serious right now?
No. Do you have any proof other than that? Yeah, I'm being serious. Do you have any proof of you saying that just because they were white?
Hold on. So with the Silo Hendrix case,
how
with the Silo Hendrix
Jerome,
case?
Jerome, I got my guesses ready, but I'm asking you, do you have any proof?
Hold on, real quick. How could
no,
you say
do you
that
have
with this
proof? You said you know those white guys did it.
It was a white woman and a black
Jerome,
guy that white woman
Jerome,
was there.
Jerome, I want to just repeat something. Fast facts. This is from Fast Facts. According to the FBI data and CDC mortality record, 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men. With over 22,000 killings since the start of 2024, with zero attributed to white supremacy. So I believe I said it was 20 or something, 200,000, something like that. But it's 22,000. My question to you, where's your proof that the white guys killed that black boy down in Mississippi?
I don't know what the facts that you just read have to do with that, but
where
you
is
and
your
I both
proof
know.
That the white boys killed the black boy down in Mississippi because of time? Where's your proof?
Yeah, just go on Google, go on Yahoo. Yeah,
no,
read up a little on
no,
how
where did you
like
get
this.
The proof?
Or ask your producer.
Tony.
Ask it. My name is not Tony.
I'm sorry, Jerome. Jerome, my bad. I'm looking at Tony. Where's your proof that those white boys kill, cite your source, approve that the white boys killed the black boy down in Mississippi.
Yeah, look on Yahoo or ask your producers to give it to you.
No, you said it, and you said you know
Come
they
on,
did
man.
It. Where, cite your source.
You know. And I know.
I don't know that. I do not know that.
I'm not playing with this game.
Nobody said we. I know. I don't know.
You know. You know.
Where
did
you wrong? Then I got him run. And because my guess is on hold. Bill is on hold. Where's your proof?
You playing games.
No one has been identified as having killed Nolan Wells. That's according to News Nation. Google AI says no foul play is currently suspected.
Okay. So can
and
I
so
ask
where
you
is
you
your proof, Jerome from New Jersey? You said you know they did. Where cite your source?
Okay, I can
because
see,
Bill
whatever.
Has a haircut.
That's fine. Can I make one last point? One 10-second point.
Yes.
How can
According to News Nation, authorities currently suspect his death was...
I didn't even finish it.
You're wrong. According to News Nation, authorities suspect his death was an accidental drowning. That's from News Nation. Where's your source? Cite your source that the white boys killed him.
You just said I can ask a question, Jesse. Can I ask it?
Can you cite your source?
You just said I can ask a question. Am I allowed to ask a question?
Go ahead.
So if you're so gung-ho about this, how can you just make the statement that if Shiloh Hendricks, the woman that called that little black boy, if she was saying it, or if it was a black person doing it, then there would have been no consequences? Where's your proof of that? You just made that up in your head.
No, I've seen over and over again what they do to white people.
Exactly. So you've seen cases like this.
You asked me, I'm telling you. Hold on. I've seen over and over again what they do to white people when blacks are involved, when whites are involved with blacks. And I've seen over and over again what they do to white people when they're involved with the blacks. So the proof is in the pudding.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I'm saying about this. I've seen what happens when a black child
is around other white people.
Exactly. And I just said exactly what you said. When we see that black children are around other white people,
you said you have fat. You know. The white people killed the black boy. You just have your imagination. Jerome, I got to run. Bill this way. Call me again, though. We'll talk about it.
All right. Whatever.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Bill Lockwood is here. Your friend, my friend, everybody's friend around the world, and the next president of the United States of America. Bill Lockwood is the host of Patriotic Pulpit. And Bible study with Bill Lockwood. He's a preacher of at. That's not his right church, man. He's at a different church now. What the? Quarters Crossroad Church of Christ in Tennessee. What the? I didn't know that. Let me take. Do I hear music? Oh, okay. That's Bill music. Okay, Bill. Happy White History Month.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
I can, but can you hear me? How come you're pitching so little?
It just so happened we're getting his audio fine right now, but we're getting a little bit of a network bandwidth thing.
Oh, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I can hear you. Happy White History Month.
Okay. Thank you for that. Good to be with you, Jesse.
You too, buddy. You're in Tennessee today or what?
So we moved to Tennessee.
Really?
I left Texas and moved. Yes, sir, I did.
Nobody so we moved to Texas, Bill.
Well, you know what we did? So we moved to Shelbyville, Tennessee. And I preach it in Kelso, Tennessee, which is at the church is called Quarters Crossroads Church of Christ.
Okay.
So it's down there, Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Right on. Well, congratulations.
So it's in Middle Tennessee. Yeah. So I moved. Right. And that's why I don't have my studio set up yet. Why I'm on my laptop instead. So we haven't got it all arranged yet. So that's what's happening. So we moved here and I'm preaching at a different congregation.
That's amazing. How's it going so far?
It's going wonderful. It's going great. I'm having a great time.
Bill, we're going to take a quick break. And while we were at the break, we're going to try to clear up your audio there and see if we can make this work.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay, let me take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Check out my book, Courage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, folks, welcome back. Bill Lockwood is here. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, the guy with the good hair, you white, at 9 a.m. He ain't afraid of no ghosts from 9 to 11. And after Bill Lockwood, after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m., energy everywhere. And then at 2 p.m., Puncher TV, Bill, don't mess with Bill. A brand new episode, live episode at 2 p.m. Punchy.tv. And you can call Bill. You can super chat Bill. Bill is on fire at 2 p.m. on Punchy TV, all right? So let me try. Hey, Bill. The connection is not. Yep. Bill?
Yeah.
Do the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go to the phone. Hey, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I can't, I don't know how to unmute it here.
Get your wife to help you, Bill.
Yeah, just a minute. Just a minute. Jesse.
I understand, buddy. I have to, if it wasn't for my staff, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, let me see.
No worries. I did it for you, Bill. You're set. The phone's good. I muted your Zoom. Keep going, guys.
I'll bring it back on Zoom.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, how about that?
I'll get his picture going in a sec, Jesse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, I don't see you on the camera, though.
I'm too black.
You're right, it's a black screen. Oh, boy. That's good. That is funny.
What a mess.
I know it. Well, I don't have my studio set up yet. And I'm
no,
sorry
I understand
about that.
It, Bill. Would you want to try to do it the way on the phone? Would you want to get set up and then we can do it? Have the interview.
What? Say again?
Would you rather for us to have you back on at a time when you're set up and ready?
What would you prefer?
right now, I mean, we can talk now as far as I'm concerned, because I can't, even though I don't see you, I do hear you.
Okay, that'd be fine. You know, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. That'd be great.
All right.
Well, I can try it in another room. We can try it in another room here, too, but
the satellite.
This is fine.
Closer to the satellite, if you'd like.
Okay.
No, we're hearing you fine. There's nothing else we can do with the other stuff.
And even if you went to another room, the audio, the
video, because his audio is perfect.
Yeah, but the video is not going to work.
It's the video. Yeah, that's not working, and that's okay.
That what you get for moving to Tennessee. That what you get for moving to Tennessee.
I know. Sorry, we'll just do it on the phone.
Okay.
Right.
So, Bill.
Yeah, all right, that's okay.
Happy White History Month.
Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that.
I ask that you we have a White History moment with you, and who is your White History moment person?
Well, you know, I've always liked the founding fathers, but I like the Thomas Jefferson probably as much as anyone, and appreciate him for his great learning and great principles and the things that he wrote into the Declaration of Independence, as well as sent materials back from Europe to James Madison for the crafting of the Constitution. I just think he had is one of the great influential founding fathers.
Nice.
Besides being the third president of the United States.
Yeah, we don't want to leave that out.
No.
Amazing. Well, thank you for that White History moment. I appreciate it. What do you think about this respondent, the so-called commentator from Pakistan? He is claiming Thomas Jefferson derived his idea about freedom from reading the Quran in 1965. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, yes, I have. That's just a bunch of baloney. There's no ideas of freedom in the Quran to begin with. And number two, Thomas Jefferson did not ever learn freedom from the Quran. So the Quran doesn't teach anything about freedom. So that would be impossible for Jefferson to do. He did read the Quran so he could be informed on what kind of barbary and barbarism they practiced overseas. But he did read the Quran.
Amazing. I want to play that soundbite for the people who might not be aware of it. Are we in the play
sure.
on it? Let's go to X. Here's the soundbite of this so-called commentator saying that Thomas Jefferson derived his idea about freedom from reading the Quran in 1965.
Okay.
To the Quran, what people don't know is Thomas Jefferson, founding father, actually bought his Quran from England, purchased it in 1965 as a law student, and he had all these different texts from different religious communities. He himself wasn't that religious, in fact, didn't really care for Islam. But reading the Quran and, you know, embracing DEI made him more open to religious tolerance and pluralism. And his Quran is now part of the Library of Congress. And his Quran, in part, and all the religious texts that he used inspired him to write about religious liberty, which is why we have in the Constitution the establishment.
Why do you, other than to deceive, why do you think this guy is saying that?
Well, you know, number one, the Quran does endorse lying, so I'm not surprised, you know, the taqiya, so they can manufacture materials like that at will. So that's what they are doing. And number two, the Quran does not teach anything about freedom. It is Islam is a totalitarian system with has just a small religious edge to it. That's all that it is. And Muhammad was a dictator, and he did not produce freedom. The Quran doesn't produce freedom. Right. So when Muhammad died, not one single person on the peninsula of Arabia disagreed with the man, and that's because it does not teach freedom.
Amazing. I am read in the Quran. We used to really, when I had my radio show, we had guests on about the Quran and Allah, all my people. And it does say, unless they have changed it, and that you can deceive that America is the infidels. Christians are infidels and Jews are infidels. And you can deceive them, you can befriend them, you can pretend to care about them. Whatever it takes in order to deceive them, you can do that. And that's another reason, Bill, that I'm very concerned that these people are now in our country, involved in our government, knowing that their whole plan is to conquer us, and yet the American voter and the government are allowing these people to get involved in our government.
Right. So Islam divides the world into the House of Islam and the House of War, and they are constantly at war with those who are not non-Muslim. That's the very goal of Muhammad. That's the goal of the Quran. So that's why that is a very dangerous thing, because just as it's going on in Europe, they're actually taking over many places. They just infiltrate so much, and they come in and say that we're a religion of peace, which is a lie, and then they take over, and next thing you know, then they start persecuting and prosecuting the people who are non-Muslim. And it is a dangerous thing. And so that's what Muhammad practiced. Muhammad was the perfect Muslim. There's no Muslim going to deny that he was the perfect Muslim. But Muhammad practiced totalitarianism, murder, atrocities, in order to gain the upper hand. And that's what he did. He was a dictator. So the idea that this freedom comes from the Quran is absolutely absurd on its face.
And so, Bill, I know that, you know that, and I'm sure other people have to know that, even in our government. Why are American government, as they've done in the UK and other places, why are they just sitting back and allowing our conquerors to take us over? You have Mondami, who was elected in New York, and now New York is completely going out of control. Why is it that our government is allowing this to happen?
Well, in my view, Jesse, I believe that the people who are operatives in the government, many of them, most of them perhaps, are not grounded in good, solid, biblical, Christian principles as to what is right and what is wrong. And once you lose that compass, that moral compass as to what is right and what is wrong, then the only thing that is left is power. And the Democrats themselves align themselves with Islam because they are all about power. They're not about they're not about freedom. They're not about allowing us to enjoy the freedoms that God has given us and the government is to protect us from in order that we might enjoy the freedoms. They're all about power, and so is Islam. So this is why you have, for example, you have the atheists aligning themselves with Islam, the Democrats aligning themselves with Islam. It's all about power. But I'll tell you this, once Islam takes control, the Democrats themselves are going to be out because they're not going to put up with, Islam is not going to put up with atheistic concepts or Jews or anything else. They're not going to put up with it.
Well, we see that happening right now. We have a lot of these socialist people, some are Muslim, look like some are not, but they're already pushing the Democrats out right now, and they're running, coming for November office and stuff like that. They're already doing it to the Democrats, and the Democrats are trying to fight back, but they're not going to win, I don't think.
No, they're not going to win because they have no backbone to stand up. They have no principles upon which to stand for freedom.
Yeah.
And if you don't and those principles are rooted in New Testament Christianity, in biblical Christianity. They're not rooted in Islam, and it's not rooted in atheistic philosophies either. So it's not rooted in Marxism. So that's what Islam is. It's just basically Marxism with a religious edge.
That's amazing. I want to, because of time, I want to ask about your white history moment of Thomas Jefferson. For a long time, especially when I moved to L.A., I've heard over and over and over again that Thomas Jefferson made a baby with a black female by the name of Sally Hemings, I believe.
And, right, correct.
according to John Dyer, John Doerr, that's not true. I want to play that soundbite and get your response to it from John Doerr from X.
Okay.
We have exposing black history because it, like, literally didn't even happen. But you probably heard about Thomas Jefferson allegedly having sex with one of his black slaves, Sally Hemings. Apparently they had a bunch of kids together. You learn all about this in school. If you go to Monticello, Jefferson's estate, it's all you hear about. And this is, of course, done because they would like to further tar the image of the men who founded our country. The good news is that it's literally not even true. Sally Hemings was not even black like they portray her now to be. She was three quarters white, one quarter black. She had fair skin, straight hair, the whole 9 yards. They need you to believe that she was fully 100% black because that's what suits their narrative. Okay, fine. Who cares? What was the relationship that they even had? Well, Sally was Jefferson's daughter's servant. Thousands of letters. Tens of thousands of letters. The only thing Jefferson ever says about her is, Marie's servant is doing well after having a child. And the only time Sally was ever with Jefferson outside of her time in Monticello was in Paris. And she wasn't even the person that he requested to accompany him. He wanted an older woman to accompany his daughter and care for her, but Sally was the only one available because she was inoculated against smallpox. And even though she was 14 when his daughter Marie was 9, when the two stayed with the Adams in France, they said that Sally was even more childish than the 9-year-old daughter Marie. And if you know anything about Jefferson, it does not exactly match up with his taste in women.
Amazing. Bill, is that true?
Right. That guy is really on target. That's correct. So several years ago, well, let me back up. For many years, I remember when I was even in high school, and that would be in the 1970s, the big effort by academia was to tar and blacken the names or tarnish the names of the founding fathers and make them to be immoral persons. And so I would have teachers that would slam George Washington and slam Thomas Jefferson. And the big effort, just like the effort of Muslims, is to go and find some Muslim that's done something profitable for the United States, like President Obama said, you know, Islam has been a part of the founding of the country. They just go manufacture stuff. So this is what liberal intelligentsia tries to do, manufacture and besmirch the memory of the founding fathers. So they've done that from the 1970s that I can recall on. Sally Hemings was indeed a slave in the Jefferson household, but there's no evidence that he fathered a child by her. As a matter of fact, his brother Randolph spent much more time with Sally than did Thomas Jefferson himself. But the idea is I think, preposterous, and it is just another effort to make the founding fathers look very, very bad. But I believe that guy was exactly right on his comments.
That's amazing. And you're right. I heard that in high school, too, that Thomas Jefferson impregnated one of the slave people. And that's not even true. You can't believe anything anymore, Bill.
Well, you have to sort through material and discover. You have to know exactly what sources you go to, just like you're asking that last caller, what source do you go to? You have to know what sources you're looking at.
Yeah.
And have to understand some of the efforts that they're making in those particular sources, what their goal is, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish.
Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. What a mess.
Right.
Bill, I got a super chat from Mike Young, and Mike want to know your thoughts on the Nolan Wells situation. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on the what situation?
Nolan Wells, this black boy that, according to a report, went out on a boat with his white friends.
Right.
And the white friends came back, and the black boy didn't come back. Down in Mississippi. Are you familiar with that?
I've only seen clips of it. I have not looked at it extensively.
Oh, okay.
But you know, but I will say this very obviously, just like that last caller you talked to, they're going to make it as if somehow that represents whites killing blacks, and that also represents that yeah. There's a big gigantic movement in this country for whites to kill blacks. It's just the whole thing is absurd on its face, but nevertheless, I don't know extensively about that particular
right.
case.
Oh, okay. The attack upon white America is the exact same attack upon white people over in the UK and Europe there, and also in South Africa. And white people under attack is a genocide, and most people seem to just ignore it. And I've been saying this for a while now, and hope that something should be done to stop it before it gets completely out of control, as it is in the UK and other places.
Well, you know, South Africa is a good example of that, where the African National Congress and Nelson Mandela, our mainstream, this ought to tell people something. Our mainstream media upheld Nelson Mandela and the African National Congress as great promoters of freedom. The ANC actually was a link to the Communist Party. It's a communist organization. And Nelson Mandela himself was one who was necklacing people that would be putting tires and soaked in kerosene around their necks and burning them. And that's what ANC was all involved in. Yeah. So what happened was, in the United States, there was such an outcry about apartheid, that is a white-controlled government, and the blacks had no say-so in South Africa. So we actually put all kinds of pressure on South Africa to change the government up and get the whites out of the control and get the blacks in charge. So now what's happening? So the ANC is in charge, and now what's happening is the blacks are dragging the whites out of their farms. They're murdering them. They're confiscating their lands. And there's articles after articles showing exactly what's going on with the white farmers down there. But sadly, America actually supported the overturning of that government, which is an example of, and people may say, well, do you agree with apartheid? Whether I do or not, we have no business interfering in the government of another nation and saying, here's what we need to do, and here's what you need to do, and we're going to do this until you change it.
Yeah.
That's not our business. And so now we've created a lot of trouble over there.
What a mess. Bill, we're about to run out of time. Do you want to give out your website?
Sure. You know what? So the preaching I'm doing is still put out by Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. I'm actually preaching from Quarters Crossroads Church of Christ in Kelso, Tennessee, which is just south of Shelbyville, Tennessee. It's just middle Tennessee. You probably know where that is, Jesse. But that's where my sermons are being published from, okay, or produced from, Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. And then I have not had time since I've been set up here to do a patriotic pulpit. Now I'll get back on that when I get a studio set up here in middle Tennessee.
Right on. Tennessee is a nice place.
Well, I tell you what, we went from a real dry climate, you know, Wichita Falls was running about 105 degrees,
yeah,
every single day, and no rain, and everything's blowing away. And here it's just, I'm covered by trees. It's humid, but it's a beautiful, beautiful country, and we're really happy to be here.
Well, congratulations, Bill. And I wish you well down there, and I appreciate you coming on. And next month, when we're back, everything will be ready to roll.
Yes, sir. We look forward to it, Jesse. We'll have to have you out this way sometime.
Absolutely. And happy White History Month.
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right. Bye, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. Bill Lockwood, folks. Amazing. One of the smartest white men on this side of heaven. And that's for sure. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Thank you, Mike Young, for your super chat for Bill Lockwood. I appreciate it. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We'll be right back.
kinds of mess. All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Black Excellence. The end of Black Excellence, the first hour here on the Jason Lee Peterson Show. Shout out to the callers and super chatters and to Bill Lockwood. An excellent Black Excellence hour. Hang tight, callers. There is one line open. You can call in right now if you haven't already gotten on air. And if you're not already on hold, 888-77-JESSE. That is 888-775-3773. Young or old, you can call in, all right? And talk with JLP in this coming 2 hours of Manhood Hour. Manhood Hour lasts more than 1 hour. There are many hours that last more than an hour. Very cool. And by the way, after the Jason Lee Peterson Show, The Hague Report, American Anchor Baby, and Punchy TV with Bill, the other Bill, Bill the Engineer, not to be confused with Bill Lockwood of Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood and of Patriotic Pulpit. And you can also support Bill Lockwood, by the way, Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/patriotic-pulpit. It's actually pronounced Kofi, coffee. I think it's pronounced coffee, but they spell it fancy, so I pronounce it fancy with a hyphen. Anyway, more than 28 million people are under flood watches today, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, as an unusually strong summer storm continues to unleash torrential rain across the Northeast. God's judgment? No, I'm kidding. Triggering water rescues and disrupting travel. Northeastern United States, that is. But meanwhile, outside of America, U.S. and Iran attacks. U.S. successful attacks, if you want to call it success, and unsuccessful Iran attacks that didn't seem to hurt anybody, if you want to call that unsuccessful. A few days of relative calm in the Middle East ended Tuesday, that's yesterday, when the U.S. military intercepted what U.S. Central Command called a, quote-unquote, surprise attack, or really an attempted surprise attack by Iran on the U.S. forces. Hours later, Saudi forces joined U.S. strikes. Huh? Saudi Arabia joined the U.S. strikes on Iranian-linked targets in Iraq. Uh-oh. And I was asking the AI about this. Iraq is not really happy with this because although those targets are supposedly Iran-linked, they've been swallowed up and considered part of Iran's military. So Iraq's military, and Iraq is not happy about that. And by the way, Saudi Arabia, I think this might be the first time, or at least one of the only times that Saudi Arabia has participated in these attacks because Iran was hitting their oil facilities or something. I don't know. Anyway, ICE arrests. Meanwhile, in America, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrests at U.S. airports are raising alarm among attorneys, lawyers, a.k.a. liars, enemies of America, who say they are happening more frequently, citing a series of incidents where passengers with pending immigration cases have been abruptly swept up by agents when they're traveling. Nice. Anyway, cabinet posts. We gotta clean up this illegal immigration situation. You know, it's out of control, and it's been that way for decades. Anyway, cabinet posts. President Donald J. Trump's pick to lead the U.S. intelligence community, Jay Clayton, takes over an office in turmoil after his confirmation as Director of National Intelligence, DNI. I think he replaced that gal, Tulsi Gabbard or something. I don't know. Meanwhile, Todd Blanche's Attorney General nomination remains in limbo after a key GOP senator said he won't support it unless a controversial, which means reasonable, anti-weaponization fund, you know, the government weaponized against the people, against Trump supporters and stuff like that, and Trump associates. The government has been weaponized, and they wanted to make a fund to address the wrongs. And this senator, so-called GOP senator, doesn't want that. And they want that killed. Shameful. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
to stand up strong, think the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Happy White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you have it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing and you just can't sit and watch it, the show live as it is happening, you got to move about. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. And we're going to get to your super chats here. Go buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Wednesday. It's the second hour Wednesday. And every Wednesday, second and third hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
This is the email that was sent out to scores of Howard freshmen. It says that they missed a July 10th tuition deadline.
I'm suddenly unenrolled from my dream school.
They are getting emails telling them that they were unenrolled from this university.
I call it the administration. What are we going to do to change that?
Pay your bills.
Pride flags up in that window, and the American flag was underneath.
I think what's important is that we are listening to our guests.
That is so disrespectful.
The motion is to remove the pride flag display from West Cusco Hall. All in favor.
And we're in charge.
All opposed.
I love that video. The man said, no, we're taking this pride flag thing down. Only the American flag. The guys are saying, coming down, the ladies like, oh, we want it. What the? Amazing. It is a spiritual battle. And you saw that open with the Howard University, a black school down in D.C. And apparently, and we played this soundbite for you last week, I believe, or earlier this week, where those black students did not pay for their enrollment or something, or living quarters or something. And they all got a notice that you are not going to be able to enroll in this school. You ain't pay your bill, according to the report. And the blacks are like, oh, no, my opportunity, my this, my that. I guarantee you, had that been a white school sending out a notice to the blacks, y'all didn't pay your bill or whatever it was, you're not getting in here, you'll be hearing racism all over the world. They are discriminated because they're black. Not because they didn't pay the bills, according to the report. But because it was a black school, they could not cry racism. Amazing, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And then down in Tuskegee, Alabama, sweet home Alabama, right down the road from where I grew up. And we used to go there. My agricultural teacher would take us there during the summer so that we can see how Tuskegee was built and what was going on there and learn how to work. Mr. Camp, may his soul rest in peace. My agricultural teacher was Mr. Camp. And he would take us for a weekend to Tuskegee Institute, and we would stay there for a few days and just check it out. It was an amazing school at that time. It's not the same anymore. Well, according to Essence, Tuskegee University is trending in the news for its new dress code prohibiting Tuskegee University students from wearing bedroom slippers. You ain't got no business wearing bedroom slippers to school or on the airplane. And bonnet. Is that bonnets? What is a bonnet? Or nightcap that black women wear, and do-rags in classrooms and in the cafeteria. They know that Mr. Washington would not have wanted that to happen. So finally, it sounds like they're trying to make a change. This is from WSFA.
Tonight's education report, Tuskegee University is rolling out a new dress code for students. In a letter from President Mark Brown, students are now required to arrive on campus with a business suit and appropriate shoes if they're going to attend a business meeting. The letter also says students may not wear revealing clothes in class, in the cafeteria, or in official settings like convocation. And certain items, including bedroom shoes, bonnets, and do-rags, are not allowed in class or in the cafeteria. Well, two of the biggest names.
Amazing, huh? There were some kids complaining about it. We didn't get that video for you, but they ain't like that. Amazing, huh? It's about time. I don't know if you notice or not, but when human beings, we as human beings, don't follow the law of the heart. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God, and the law was with God, and the law was made flesh. The law of God was put upon our hearts, that we may live by the law. And if you don't live by those laws, you go completely out of control. You go out of control. If you don't live by the laws of God, which has been put upon our hearts, made flesh, is in us. And if you doubt me, look at how out of control the world is, not just my country, but the world, because they are not following the laws of God on the heart. Even the religious people don't follow it. They don't love one another. They don't love God with all their heart, soul, and might. They do not love their enemies. And even though they name the Jesus and Mother Mary and all those folks carrying on, right, it will leave them miserable. Because the laws of the land cannot make you free. They do not bring peace. And they come up with new laws of the land all the time, and they never work. They never bring you peace. It's the laws of the heart. And the world gone crazy, and they have truckloads of laws. Just like they did in the Bible, instead of the Ten Commandments, the traders wrote new laws, up until 160, I think, new laws. Ain't nobody gonna keep those laws. They're from man. The laws of God is the only laws that's gonna work. To love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor, love your enemy. Those are the only laws that's gonna work. Ain't no other law gonna work. And so, thank God they're starting something, because these people, they wear, who wear a do-rag to work? I mean, to school, work, or anywhere, really. Or a bonnet, black people, hair rags. Or bedroom slippers. You see people wearing pajamas on the airplane. You leave your house in your pajamas and go out into the public in your funky pajamas. Funky Broadway. Every town I go in, there's a street called Funky Broadway. You heard that song, Nick?
I've never heard that in my life.
Every town I go in, there's a street called Funky Broadway.
Do you want to go there, or should you stay away?
Funky Broadway is a fun place.
Okay. So it's not smelly.
Just not smelly. Amazing, huh? Many students and alumni have expressed frustration online, arguing that the new policies feel like it's police's black protective style. And everybody, everyday clothing, that's black style. What the? Amazing, huh? We got to come back to the laws of the heart, because laws of the land will be broken, because there's no law to sustain you. But the laws of the heart will. In the beginning, there was the law. I know that the religious people have deceived you, and they said, in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word remained flesh. And now people fighting over whether Jesus was God or not. But if you know, as Christ said, keep the law. In the beginning, there was the law. God is the law. He's the law. Keep his laws, which is his love, you can't go wrong. Amazing. Let me go to some calls here. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia on my mind. Josh, happy White History Month. You are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, hi, Josh. Happy White History Month.
Yes, sir. Happy White History Month. I got a White History moment for you.
Right on.
All right. I wanted to salute to Colonel John Chard of the English Army, the late 1800s, and he's depicted in a movie called Zulu. You ever seen that movie?
It sounds familiar, but I don't remember the context right at this point.
Okay. It's one of my favorite movies, and it's basically about they were the English army was protecting a missionary in the Zulu nation, which is, I believe, was South Africa area in the late 1800s.
Okay.
And they ended up being surrounded by like around 3,000 Zulu warriors, and it was only a few hundred of them, and they somehow showed the courage to fight them off. And the Zulus showed them mercy, seeing that they were very courageous, and backed off of them.
Amazing.
And, yeah, and that was, I don't know, that was one of my favorite movies, but it was a real historical event, though, as well. So.
Well, thank you for that White History moment, Josh. I love that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. That's amazing. Nice. Amazing. Thank you, Josh.
All right. And then I was going to answer the biblical question as well.
Do you have 100% complete control of your life?
Definitely not.
And why not?
I just see that I didn't choose the way my life went. You know, I didn't choose my upbringing. I didn't choose my parents or where I was born. And that seemed to kind of lead to where I am now. And on top of that, I still do things I don't want to do and things happen and I just kind of observe it. So I got no control.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, man, yep. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. And again, thank you for the White History Moment.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Josh. Amazing.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right. And so that complaint from the folks online and other alumni over at Tuskegee, that story from Essence Magazine, I believe, and they're like, the black people, like, you police in black protection style. That's your style? What the? Keep your style at home. Not in the school or on the airplane. Let me go to Australia and talk to Mitt. Hey, Mitt, happy White History Month.
Hey, Jesse, happy White History Month. How are you, mate?
Thank you.
This call will be recorded.
Hey, I just want to show you, I sent a video through the HSN and a photo of me, and it's this dragon. It's been flying over Australia. It is no drone. It is definitely no drone. I got friends in the Navy. They're telling me there's stuff coming out of the water that's ancient, and, you know, I want you to see this. If you could play it on air, that'd be great. I just sent it to Hake.
And you said that there's something flying over you in Australia?
It's huge. It's a dragon. It hasn't been seen in thousands of years. And it's been flying over Glasgow in Scotland. Remember I told you I'm a Scottish clan? Lord of the Scottish clan? My chief. My name's Petrie. He's my last name.
Don't mention your last name.
Oh, sorry, I'm friends with the Reinhardt. It's all right. My mother's name's Stapleton, which is on all the declassified CIA files.
Hold on, buddy. I'm not understanding him. Hake, hold on, Mitt, because I'm not understanding what you're saying at all. It sounds like you mentioned your last name and all that, and I don't want you to put your name out there like that. All right? So I'm going to find out what you sent to Hake. And then I'll come back to you. Let me go to Asia, and talk to Tay. Hold on a minute. Let's see here. Tay, out of Asia. Tay, happy White History Month. Tay?
Oh, my bad. I was on mute.
Okay. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I got a couple of deep questions for you. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. So I was just like eating earlier, right? And you know, like when you like just being still, you're not really like doing anything. You just in the present, and you can like see all those thoughts and emotions and feelings like that the devil like made a home and like they coming up.
Right.
So my question is, when I can see and when I can like feel, I know it's not me that's feeling like that. I know it's the darkness that's like leaving, that's acting up like that. But like, say like when it's like screaming, right? It's like yelling and screaming and it's like it can't take it. It's like it's just going through something, right? And I'm just sitting there like looking at all of it like play out, right? My question is, when that happens, am I supposed to just count it all joy and be happy for that, to know that being that I'm able to see that, and know that it's leaving. That's why the darkness is screaming.
Yes. You just watch it. You observe it. Don't run away from it. Do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Don't do anything but watch it. And the fact that you can see it, you're aware of it, because most human beings are not aware that these things are going on inside of them. And so the fact that you're aware of it, it's the light of God, all power, that is allowing you to see it. And the light is overtaking the darkness, and the darkness does not want to leave you. Just let it happen. Do nothing about it, Tay. Just sleep with it, live with it, go to work with it, eat with it, everything. And it will be taken away from you. They don't want to leave your mind and your body. So they're going to scream. They're going to yell. They're going to say, we've been through this before. Don't do this. Whatever. Just watch it and do nothing about it.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're definitely right. So it's the spirits that's like, is the spirits basically crying, like they going through pain?
Yes. They're feeling the pain of the light. The darkness hate the light, so it's screaming because it cannot handle the light. Light always erase shadows, erase darkness. It's like if you're walking down the road and it's a hot day, bright day, and you look behind yourself and you see a shadow of yourself. And as soon as you walk out into the light, you look back, there's no longer a shadow. That's what's happening on the inside.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I know now just by repetition, just by listening to you a lot, like, you help me understand, like, what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because before I watched you, I didn't really understand what was going on. I would say it feels like me, but I know it's not me, because it's not me that's going through the pain.
And it doesn't like you. It's happening. You feel the pain in your body, but
the pain
is not even nothing like you at all. You're nothing like that at all.
Yeah, I have, because the true me have no pain, because it's like, you know, those a lot of quiet moments that you have, like, in the present moment, there's no thoughts, there's no emotions, there's no feelings, like, I'm perfect in that state.
Yes.
Nothing
is happening to you at all.
Right.
Nothing has ever happened to you at all. It's always been this false, all these false identities that you've taken on, calling them you. And then other people told you that it was you, and you believed it, but it's just all false. Nothing about it is real.
Right, but it's kind of different now, right? Like, I could literally be, like, talking to someone, right, having a conversation with them, like us talking face-to-face, and they don't even know what I'm going through inside, but I can see it and feel it, and I'm like, this person don't even know what I'm going through. Well, not really me going through it, but I'm just saying, like, they don't even know that I'm aware of what's going on inside of me while I'm talking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're dying daily. That's what it means to die daily, is to watch it, live with it, and do nothing about it.
So my next question...
You're dying from it.
My next question is, I know it's a spiritual battle, so I know this is probably why, but so the light is destroying the darkness, right? That's why the darkness is screaming and yelling and all that, right?
Yes.
So if the spirit of the light, right, if the truth wanted to take it away instantly, right?
Yes.
Couldn't that happen instantly?
Yes. It would happen at the blinking of an eye.
Right. And my question to that is, I know I shouldn't be thinking about it because it's just another thought, but I'm just curious. Like, you might tell me to let go of it, but I'm just curious because I want to, like, understand the light more. So, like, I know the light is powerful because I can see it, and I know the darkness is screaming and yelling. So if the light is that powerful, like, why doesn't it take it away instantly and just destroy it completely instantly, and I just wake up tomorrow and I don't even see anything at all? It's just completely clear. Because, like, the cloud has gone.
Because you don't want it to.
What you mean I don't want it to?
Because if you wanted it to, you would not identify ever with it at all.
No. Nah. Oh.
If you didn't identify with it at all, You saw that as an illusion, it'll be over with. The illusion will fade away completely, immediately. But you don't want it to.
That's weird. So, like, so you say I don't want it to. So you saying that, like, I love the darkness?
If you didn't love it, you would completely let it go and never cooperate with it or identify with it at all.
I'm saying, like, I don't, though.
So
like, I'm just aware
fault.
Of it. I'm. He says maybe my fault. So, like, well, what if I... so
it
I'm saying, like...
What?
No, seriously, though. All jokes aside, like, if I'm literally, like, looking at it and being aware and not identifying it, like, I know it's not me 100%. Literally, not identifying with it at all. I mean... I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, you understand what I'm trying to say, right?
No.
I mean, it's just kind of, if I'm just aware and I don't identify with it, you say it'll be immediately taken away.
Right, but you do identify with it. You think, what would happen if I lived a life without thinking? I gotta think. What would happen if I don't feel something? What would happen if I'm not me anymore?
Nah, I don't think about those things no more. For real, I just wake up and just be aware, that's all.
Well, then, if you stop cooperating or related to it at all, it will be over.
Huh. Okay. All right, you're right. Okay.
But stay with it. Don't. You just stay with it, and eventually you're going to start catching every thought before it drops down into emotions. And once you do that, man, it's over then, because it cannot affect you at all when you catch it right away. It only affects you emotionally when you don't catch it, and that's why you feel some pain. But if you stay with it and just... sit at the gate and watch. Eventually,
nah, like,
you will start catching it. You'll see them start coming down the road, and you will catch them before they affect you emotionally, before they have anything at all to do with you. And they'll just pass by then. They'll just go by, they'll float by, and then they'll float by. Eventually, then they'll all stop, because now you're walking in the light. Completely.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Because, I mean, I was going to ask you, because like, I'm mostly aware most of the time. And, okay, my question is, so why do the spirits, right? It's like they might be quiet for a little bit, and then, like, they try to tempt me or test me, like, out of nowhere. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm aware, and it'll just come all at once, like 100 thoughts at once, and I'm just aware. It's like... and I'm just looking and looking and looking, not cooperating, and then they'll shut up, and then like, you know, I'm watching it all like it's like a movie or something. You know what I'm saying? So that's
and then
that's
when
why
you're quiet like that, you think, wow, I'm over that.
I haven't
reacted all day, and that's when they pounce on you again.
Okay, so yeah, like that did happen,
of course.
once I heard you like tell someone. You're into thinking again. You know, you can't think that. So I stopped doing that as well, too.
There is no thinking at all. Except practical thinking about what you're going to make for dinner, put gas in your car, walk down the road. Other than that, and you don't live by those thoughts. Once you're done walking down the road, you're done with walking down the road. But just watch it. And practice staying present all day long. Don't be lazy about it. It doesn't sound like you are. But practice being aware of what you're doing at all times.
I know the music playing, but can I say one more thing? What? Like, being present, it kind of feels like it's a task to, like, it feels like it's a job or it's, like, work to do it. Like,
hold on,
Tay. Like, it's like
hold
I have
on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans.
Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. We have this amazing presentation of the silver coin, 250 years. It's brand new. Haight made it. Watch this. I don't hear his voice.
What a nice I don't know if there's necessarily audio.
I think so, because when he presented. What? Oh, where's Haight voice about it? So here's the silver coin with my picture on it, Jesse. And silver, you can't go wrong with investment in silver, celebrating 250 years of America. We don't have the one with your voice on it, Haight.
No.
Because yesterday you were describing it.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to play a clip of my show.
Yeah, do it.
No.
Describe it.
Oh, yeah. Said, look no. How cool this is. It's silver. It looks hand-hewn. Very rich and artistic. Very high relief, by the way, the carving.
Mine look better than Trump.
Yep, Trump is all flat and shout out.
Shout out to the Great White Hope.
But it says Jesse 2026, stars around it, stippling and texture, even on the flat portion.
Right on.
Very, very cool.
That's amazing.
Detailed.
He black.
It's like artistic. Look how thick that
silver coin
material is.
It was well done.
Yeah. And it has the eagle on the back. 1 troy ounce. All thoughts are
all lies
all the time about anything.
Oh, the silver coin.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we started out with 250 of them because it's 250-year celebration of America. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop.
I like the detail.
I love the detail on it.
Very nice.
Amazing. He black. jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuild it. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And they're going fast. Amazing. Every dime goes back into the work we're doing here. So you're helping not only investing for yourself, you're also helping us to help others. All right?
Nice.
And check out all the merch at jesseleepeterson.shop, the coffee, the books, and everything. I do appreciate it. And the shout-outs, I do shout-outs for you as well. Birthdays, congratulations, weddings, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, or shoutout.fans, FANS/JesseLeePeterson. I want to go back to Tay out of Asia. He had another quick question for me. Tay, let's go.
So last night I had like a little realization. Like I heard you say it in one of your
speak up a little bit, Tay. A little louder.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little louder. Just stay there. You're fine.
Yeah. So like I remember in one of your videos you had said like if you think life, you have no life, and I wouldn't really understand it. But last night I had a realization that it makes so much sense because when you're thinking about life, it's like you're robbing yourself of real life because you're living in the head and you're actually not living life, but you're thinking about life. It makes so much sense.
I rest my case. That's perfect.
It makes so much sense.
About life, you have to live life.
Right, because if you're thinking life, how are you living it? You know, it just makes so much sense.
That's right.
Because if you're in the past that don't exist or you're thinking about a future, you're not enjoying the present moment. It makes so much sense.
Right on, Tay.
But sometimes though, I can say, I guess, because like the thoughts that come sometimes, because I've been so accustomed, I didn't know my whole life. I'm 24, so like I didn't know that I was living in my head before.
Yeah.
Until, you know, you showed me, you helped me see. But I would say sometimes it feels like a task, like to be present. It feels like it takes work and And it's almost like it shouldn't be that way, right? Like, it seems kind of opposite.
And that's why it's taken so long for you to overcome, because you still think it's a task. You still think that there's something you need to be doing. You still believe something's happening to you. So it feels like a task. But if you had none of those thoughts, you'd be free of it.
So you're basically saying I just need to completely let go and don't hold on to anything, like me thinking that it's a task to be present. Just shut up and let the light do it for me.
Absolutely, because thinking that is a task, you're back into thinking. And thinking separate you from God, from the light.
Man. I mean, it's this journey, it could be kind of tricky. It's simple, but when I say, like, man, it feels like it's a task to be present in all these thoughts, but you're right, that's why, because I ain't completely let go of it.
Right. That's why I said it's taking longer than it have to or should or need to, because you still think that there's someone to let go of. There's no one to let go of except the illusion that there is you or is someone.
Well, I mean, it took you 30-some years to figure that out, right?
And?
I know, so you made the way and you helping to see the way. So I got you.
Yeah. So
You did the leg room, so we don't got to take 30 years to do it.
Even Christ did better than that. He did the whole thing. He destroyed the illusion, and people still believe that they are their thoughts and feelings.
Well, that's the reason why I asked you. The light is so powerful, it just can destroy the darkness immediately. But now I understand why, because it's subtle. Like I can't see it though, but I still think it's me.
Yes.
Because if not, I would have completely let go.
100%. And that's why you can't help people. God cannot help anyone until they're ready to let themselves receive the help. You can't help someone else. You can't save anyone. Leave them in their misery. Leave them in their thrills. Leave them in their fears and doubts and worries and loneliness. Because that's what they want. And the light will only help the person, male or female, that invites it in. And let go.
Yeah. Okay. One more last question. Then I know because of time. One more. Can I get one more in?
All right.
So once a person wakes up, right, and like once the spirit of the truth, like, you know, comes into, you know, a person's being, because I know what happened to me, and a person is walking in the light, God cannot take that light back from them, right? Like it's always going to be there, right?
Once you have the light, you're home with the Father, and the Father never going to put you out of his house. You leave his house by choice, not because he forced you out. You go back into darkness because that's where you want to be. But once you're in the light, you're not going to have any more relationship with the darkness anyway, because the darkness would not be a part of you, who you are, your nature at all. There would be no more darkness. There would only be light.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna stop there because I'm gonna just keep on asking more questions. It's taking up more time.
But you stay in the light. That's why I encourage people to always know where you are and what you're doing at all times. And in doing that, you're always in the light. And you're just taking one step at a time and never considering the second step at all, or the third step, or the fourth step. You're just content with the one step. And then the light will cause you, will bring the next step unto you. And then the light will bring the third step. The light bring the steps to you. You don't have to look for what should I do next, or what's next? Because the light will bring it to you. You don't have to do it. What if this doesn't happen? What if that? What about this? Because you're in the light, and the light will do that for you. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. The light will do it all for you.
Yeah.
There'll be no more what ifs.
Yeah, I don't even do what ifs. Yeah, I'm past that.
Right on.
Yeah, it's just, the little thoughts thingy. But all right, I'm going to let go. But who was there to let go?
The illusions. Just think about this, and then I got to run, Tay. In all honesty, there's no you at all. There's nothing there. Nothing has ever happened to not one human being on the planet. And they say, I had a rough life. You don't know my background. My life was so rough. They were lying. Nothing. I don't care how bad their parents were, how bad their family members are or were, or what they went through during school time or anything. Nothing, and this I promise you, nothing has ever happened to any of us at all. No, nobody have been through anything. They're lying when they say I had it bad. You just don't understand. You don't understand what I went through. I was poor. Or my parents was abusive, or blah, blah, blah. And they believe they have gone through something, and they're lying. They have not gone through anything ever. No one has ever done anything to you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you helped me see it. Well, not you, but the spirit in me. Like, it makes sense to me.
Well,
yeah.
Stay with
it. I can see that.
Just stay in the light. That's all you got to do. Just stay in the light. And lay your weapon down. Don't argue with anyone about anything. Don't try to prove anything to anyone. You owe no one any explanation about anything. Lay your weapon down and don't fight with the devil in your mind or inside of other people. Human beings are evil. And the more you try to prove to them, the more thrills they get.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm going to call you again, probably this week, because I got to talk to you about something else deep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. You stay with it.
All right, man. I'll be listening to you so much, man. I just finished your sentences now.
Amazing.
What the?
What the? Amazing. All right, Tay.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Little Rock, Arkansas, and talk to Spirit, Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month to you.
Amazing.
So I'm not sure if you've ever spoken on this before, but I've been dealing with a sexless marriage, and I was wondering if it's natural to fall away from that as you find God, because it kind of happened when we both found God.
You said what now?
The intimacy and sex kind of stopped once we both started pursuing God, and I wondered if that was natural for it to happen.
Well, one thing for sure, if you're going to have sex, it's best to do it on an umbrella marriage if you got to do it. But once you have all your little children, there's no need for sex anymore.
Yeah.
Because now you fall away from it, and then you start seeking first the kingdom of God in his right way. And to love your neighbor, love your enemy, then you have everything.
Right. I just noticed, like, at the beginning it was really hard because it made me feel like there was something wrong with me, that it wasn't happening.
Right.
But it's been, we've been together 6 years now, and I can honestly say, it's weird to say, but I feel like our connection is stronger now that we're not doing that.
Absolutely. You and your husband are becoming one. And
oh my.
It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So in the beginning, I saw all the hell in me. But anyways, I love you, Uncle Jesse. You've been helping me out so much. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
And I want to, as I said to Tay, you're doing the silent prayer. You're practicing staying present, right?
Yes.
Well, you stay with that.
We've been listening to you for about 3 years.
Okay. And now I want to encourage both of you to practice knowing where you are and what you're doing at all times. And if you do get caught up in a thought and you forget what you're doing because you're in your head thinking about the past or the future, whatever, just come back. Bring the thoughts back. Be aware of your body or something, and you'll be fine. And that's what it means to pray without ceasing, because if you go into your imagination, you're allowing the evil spirit to come in and deceive you again. You're going to, and they want to take you away from the Father, away from the light.
Yeah, and it's so easy to fall back into thoughts.
Yes, that's why you got to practice being present. And eventually you start catching them and catching them, and then eventually you will have none. Without even thinking about not having any, you won't have any.
Ooh, amazing.
Oh, man, you will walk in the light.
All right, thank you, Jesse. I'll call again.
All right, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Amazing. Amazing. Let me try Australia with Mitt again. Hey, Mitt.
Hey, Jesse. I'll go slow this time, eh?
Okay. So, hey, it's here. Did you get a video from Mitt?
Yeah.
And what was the video?
It looked like a dragon flying
I
in the...
I told you. It's been flying. I thought I was having like a psychomagnetic like vision or something, and then they filmed it, and it came on TV. I'm like, I told you that was real.
It's been flying over Scotland. I felt like it might have been AI or some very nice...
It's definitely not. I've seen it with my eyes, bro. And someone said it was a drone. That was an explanation they had on TV trying to say it was a drone or something. It wasn't commissioned by Scotland. It wasn't commissioned by Australia. I seen it with my eyes. It was flying around my house. It's been flying around Scotland.
Did you take a picture of it?
That was from a news report on Channel 7 when it was flying around.
Okay.
Yeah,
According to the AI, it was a remote-controlled 13-kilogram flying replica of the dragon Syrax with an 8-meter wingspan.
Yeah, that's what they said on the TV, too. That's what they said on the civilian release stuff, but I saw it flying its wings. And there's a raven next to it. If you look up mysticism and you look up a raven, it was flying next to a little bird too, and it looks like a raven to me. It definitely was no drone. I seen its wings flapping, and there's no way a drone could do that. And if it was a drone, then who was it commissioned by?
HBO.
It wasn't commissioned by Scotland.
It was commissioned by who?
According to the AI, promotional stunt by HBO to celebrate the start of the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, but then land it. Show us a photo of it on the ground. But isn't any.
And HBO has,
you know what I mean?
Has a couple of like series that have dragons in them.
Oh, so just promotion of a movie?
Well, no, it's sort of. They're promoting themselves and their TV
land
shows.
It, then.
But they're
land
they're
it,
of,
land it, hey, you know what I mean?
They're bringing,
if,
they're
if,
celebrating
if it
the
was
start
drone,
of the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth.
That's what the civilian release was for us too.
So
they said
it wasn't real,
about the then.
Right?
It was. It was very real. Land it. Show us it on the ground. If it was, a promotion,
it.
Show us it.
And that isn't it.
There's Nick found
it. It looks like here it is on the ground.
It looked like a giraffe.
From the Independent, Game of Dragons, Game of Thrones, Dragon soars over to celebrate the Glasgow Games.
I'll have to have a look at the photo that you're showing.
Yeah,
hey, can I talk to you about
something?
It looked
like a giraffe with bat wings.
Yeah, super cool though.
I seen it over my house. It was amazing. Like, I haven't seen a dragon. Yeah,
it's super
your house in Australia. You can see
You can see.
It flew over Australia, flew over Scotland. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you're in Australia, and you can see it in, over there as well as Scotland, right?
Well, Scotland's up near you, and we're in Australia, so it's flew in both.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
The it says the dragon did not fly over Australia.
Well, I sent it in the air, so I'll get video of it. I reckon it'll be back. It's quite an amazing. I haven't seen it for thousands of years.
Yeah, but it's very, not very amazing. It's not like a real UFO.
You don't think it's real? I believe. Look, I've been on delegate passport to Australia. I mean, I know, but that's the civilian release. I've been to Africa. I've been to England. And I've been to Alice, and I've been to America. The only place that asked us to wait till the nighttime, even that Bob Lazar was like, we have to wait till the nighttime for the UFOs to fly. You know, Africa can take off in the day. Australia's Alice can take off in the day. England can take off in the day. And, you know, so from military, I'm telling you, it's just a bit blind. But you know the Quran? You know how you're talking about the Quran?
What
before?
Time is it over there?
Let me see. It is.
What part of Australia?
12:51. So roughly, almost 1 o'clock. 12:51.
A.M.
In the morning. Yes, it's just after midnight.
No wonder you sound sleepy.
It's morning over there. It's about 7, 8 in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost 8 a.m. But
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
One question. When do you start? Because it seems like the time you start changes all the time.
No, it's always 6 a.m. Pacific time, but we do have a time zone change. I mean, a time change in March and in November. And then you guys probably have a time change at different times as well. So it may be
just
hard
once,
to
we do
keep
it
track. Year,
in one state, we have a time change.
Hey, well, lovely Australia, we don't lovely, have a time change anymore. I think they try to vote in to leave it as is at all time.
That would be good. It's trippy because it starts at 11, sometimes at 1, sometimes at 12, sometimes at 11. I just thought it was trippy. It's like the time's changing or something.
Yeah,
I just want to say love from Australia, love from North Antarctica.
The show is on every day from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time.
I always watch you, and hey, I love you. My cats love you. Listen to you. You know what I mean? You'll be around for a very long time. I learn a lot from you. What the? Love you heaps. Love from North Antarctica. I've got scientists listening to you after. We care about you. We love you. And
I'll say Happy White History Month.
I will do. Happy White History Month, Jesse. Love you, mate.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Bree K, 10 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K. I appreciate it.
Jamie, 3 coffees. Why do I love all these city girls with pretty eyes, down on the money, and broken-hearted rich girls, the debutantes, the small-town runaways, all dolled up at the bar with debit cards? They don't know how pretty they are.
That's a song?
It sounds like it.
A song.
I looked it up, but I didn't recognize.
It sounds like a song, but thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these super chats later, y'all.
Amazing. I can't believe this song off. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming. And not the fake news. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chat and more news items. And I have my White History moment as well. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
So they're saying that the holdup is Senator John Cornyn and another guy, Tom Tillis, for some reason also are the so-called key Senate Republicans who are withholding support for Todd Blanche's nomination as Attorney General until the Department of Justice formally eliminates the controversial, which I said means reasonable, anti-weaponization fund, the $1.8 billion fund, roughly. They both senators sit on the so-called Senate Judiciary Committee. But are they very judicious? I don't know. They claim that they're not for the weaponization of the government against the J6ers. And I think that even the punishment doesn't fit the crime against even the most violent of the punks who did. There were a handful of punks, you might say. I'm not sure how many punks did get violent with the cops, moshing with the police, hitting them with crutches and what are those things called? Fire extinguishers. That's not right. But the punishment, did it fit the crime? I don't know. Anyway, the quake search, huh? Japan, according to Kami Nonsense Network, CNN, has mobilized thousands of military personnel to expedite rescue efforts. Oh, search after the quake for people. They're not searching for the quake. After a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck its southern region, as you may have heard, killing at least 13 people, Prime Minister Sane Takaichi warned that every second counts. Is that woman? In the scramble to reach people who are trapped. A female prime minister. Whew. And did you hear about Dr. Anthony Fauci's diary? Whoa, a little embarrassing. He's all into himself, kind of, or was. At 80 years old, almost, he was at that time. He wasn't used to the limelight, and he really loved that, seemingly. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's leading infectious disease expert, according to CNN, during the COVID, that is the China virus outbreak, will testify today before a Senate committee. And I heard that he's expected to plead the fifth and be like, I plead the fifth, which I support the Fifth Amendment, so that you have a right not to incriminate yourself by testifying. He'll testify before a Senate committee. Doesn't mean that he committed any crimes, necessarily. It's his latest showdown with Chairman Senator Rand Paul. I remember him telling Rand Paul, you don't know what you're talking about, Senator, whatever, who has sought to blame Fauci for the U.S. response to the China virus scamdemic, also known as the COVID pandemic. Ahead of the hearing, the committee released more than 1,100 pages of Fauci's personal diary. He would talk about the death toll and how many infected or whatever, and he'd say, oh, such and such media outlets covered me today. I'm like the most famous person in America right now, or something. Anyway, interest rates. The Federal Reserve been unusually silent about the future of interest rates. They will announce, if they haven't already, their latest rate decision today. Maybe they've already done it. I don't know. I don't keep up with this stuff. At 2 p.m. Eastern. Oh, okay. That's 11 Pacific. As policymakers grapple with renewed inflation concerns and a murkier economic outlook. Also happening at 11 a.m. Pacific today, American Anchor Baby, who's on right after the Hake Report, and I'm on right after the Jason Lee Peterson Show. And at 2 p.m. today, Pacific, that's 5 Eastern, Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV, with Bill. CNN says retailers and restaurants are avoiding fruits and vegetables from a region of Mexico linked to cyclosporiasis. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. That's that human-caused, that's that human-carried, human feces thing that has, some people get this parasite, and then they poop, and the poop gets on the food somehow via water or whatever. And, you know, you don't always cook vegetables and or fruit and stuff. And then people get diarrhea. Terrible. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Mm-hmm. got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to run around, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. I mean, Wednesday. The last hour of Wednesday. So the last 2 hours of Wednesdays. Bring back the order of God in Christ. Christ and man, man of a woman, the spiritual order. It is manhood hour. Don't we take all calls? Manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
This is the email that was sent out to scores of Howard freshmen. It says that they missed a July 10th tuition deadline.
And I'm suddenly unenrolled from my dream school.
They are getting emails telling them that they were unenrolled from this university.
I call it the administration. What are we going to do to change that?
Pay your bills.
Pride flags up in that window, and the American flag was underneath.
I think what's important is that we are listening to our guests.
That's so disrespectful.
The motion is to remove the pride flag display from West Cusco Hall. All in favor.
And we're in charge.
All opposed.
All right. I love that. Nick put that together. That's amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Lucas. Lucas been waiting for a while out of California. Lucas, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Yes, happy White History Month. How are you doing?
All is well, Lucas. Amazing.
Yes, amazing. Yeah, I wanted to talk about, because with, like, Jerome and whatever other black people that are, like, first of all, Jerome talking about that, like, some white kids, like, are killed a black kid. Let's kill it. Like, that just, like, how can white kids have friends with black kids now? Like, that's why there were white people are staying away from black people. That's just horrible thinking right there. But
yeah,
I wanted
that's
to,
why we should have never had forced integration.
Yes.
It should be voluntarily, because when you force people to come together, it's never going to work at all. It's like a forced marriage. The couples will never happy, because the man is with the woman he really doesn't want to be with, and the woman with the man she doesn't want to. You can't make someone love you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one reason why black people are so angry is because nobody kind of wants to hang out with them except other black people, but they don't even want to hang out with other black people.
Right.
But that's a,
and they're mad, but they're angry because they are longing for the father, and they resent all black people as well as any other race resent their mothers.
Yeah.
That's why they got to return to the father. Nothing else is going to make them happy. It's going to bring peace. Except a forgiveness of the mother and the father, a return to the father.
Yes, I recently been rereading, but actually kind of finishing, to be honest. I haven't finished From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility.
That's my first book, From Rage to Responsibility. And you all can get it at jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing book.
Yes, but it reminded me of... it was such perfect time. I had to call in because you quoted, it's quote unquote, Jim Sleeper, which who he said talking about the National Association of Black Social Workers, but he said apparently white love is as threatening as white hate to those who would rather treat race as a family than respect individuals' cross racial moral choices. But it's what like white love is as threatening as white hate. So. Even these white kids just hanging out with, we have a black friend hanging out. And then the guy dies. Now they're just like, whoa, what the heck? These white kids killed him. And it's crazy. It doesn't matter what you do. Not all. But most what's going on.
Not all, but most.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But most what's going on. And I just want Jerome to hear that. And hopefully, it's like, yo, what do you want to, do you want no white people around you, or do you want to get along with people? Like, I don't get it. You know, it's funny. And then whenever white people aren't around, then you go in they go, whatever, you know what I mean?
Then they go said the white people don't want to play with us because we black.
Yes, exactly.
So
yes.
You damn if you do, and you if you don't. I'll
there
give a darn if he does come
he
home,
does
Paul.
Come home.
I won't accept him.
Yes, but definitely, I do want to give a shout-out, though, to your book, From Rage to Responsibility. It is definitely a really amazing book.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate
it. Mm-hmm.
Will you stay with it, Lucas? Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. Stay with it.
And I just realized, because you cited it's 2020, And I got to, and I was listening to you before that, so it's been a while. 2026.
Yes.
So yeah, thank you, Jesse, for everything. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay with it.
Happy White History Month. Definitely.
Amazing.
Right.
Bye now.
Amazing. Bye bye.
So you can get all my books at jesseleepeterson.shop. They are amazing, and I'll be happy to sign them to whomever you like. I want to show you. A waste of life. A waste of time and a waste of life. And this is why I tell you, I suggest to you to lay your weapon down. There's nothing to fight for. There's never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever a reason to be angry. Anyone who think that there's a reason to be angry, you're lost. You love thrills. You love misery. You love your hell. There's never a reason to be angry. Not one. At any time, for any reason. And those people who think, well, Christ had righteous anger, you're lying. Christ did not have no righteous anger. What the? Anger is evil. The Bible said you can't even, do not trust an angry person. An angry person is that man, but a mean person cannot be trusted. An angry person is evil. Look around you. What good has ever come out of anger? What have you ever done in a state of anger and it was good? Think of one thing. You're not going to be able to think of anything. There's no good in anger. I want to show you what I believe is a waste of life. From Grok. I'm going down to 29-5. This was back in 2024. I just saw this yesterday. My producer gave it to me. This is from Grok, 2024. X-Post shared a handheld video of a U.S. Air Force member, Aaron Bushnell, setting himself on fire outside of the Israeli embassy over there in D.C. Talk about he protesting the war on Gaza. What? This is from X. So he's walking over there by the embassy with a can of what they say is gasoline. He's dashing it on himself and setting himself on fire. He threw it down.
Hi, sir. Can I help you? Can I help you, sir?
Trying to light the match.
Free Palestine!
Hey. Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
He's shouting.
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Fire! I'll feel your faith.
Hold the board! Hold the board! Hold the board!
I need a fire extinguisher.
They have it right here. It's coming. He said he has it. Another one.
What is this?
I need fire board.
What is this? Who is this?
What an idiot. That's an idiot. He set himself on fire, shouting, "Free Palestine." Now, I guess he did, but at least burned up. Is Palestine free? Is it free? Did anything change? Except that he's not around if he died. I don't know if he died or not. He was shouting, he was like in protest, the Gaza war on you. And U.S. support for Israel. Are they free? I remember we used to protest abortion, illegal aliens, and everything. And nothing changed. It got worse. So I decided, you know what? I'm laying my weapon down. Land it down. Human beings are comfortable and love their misery. They love their misery. They love fighting. They love fighting with the devil inside their imagination. And they love fighting with other people. It's all about a thrill. Nothing good comes from it. They love hating. They love blaming as though something is happening to them. So I'm being told Aaron Bushnell died from the severe burn injuries he sustained. That's from Wikipedia. He did. A waste of life. A U.S. force member. a waste of life. What an idiot. And nobody's fault but his. He believed a lie. All the bodies in the country can burn, and whatever is happening over Gaza is going to be happening anyway. How crazy can you be? He was a few months into the war. He was a few months into the war, and now he's dead. What an idiot. That's what he loved. That's the life he wanted. You live the life that you want. Whatever your life is today, that's what you want. That's why people should be praying for you or wanting you to change your life or trying to change you or even convince you to change. You have the life that you want, and I wish you well. I wish you well. In your misery, I don't judge you. It's fine. I ain't going to be out there praying for you either. Because you have the life you want. Why would I pray that your life change if that's not what you want? God doesn't bother anyone that doesn't want to change. He gave you that life. It's a gift. And he said, freely, this life is yours free. Do what you want with it. Stay in your misery. That's what you want. I'm not going to force you to change, he says. And you're crazy when you, I'm praying for my family. I want my family to change. Why? That's not what they want. I want my wife, my husband to change. Why? Because you're selfish and you think you know what you want. I got to show you my white history moment. And this is an amazing white history moment. And it shows the innovation and the drive that white people have. I know black people are going to do this. What I'm about to show you. This is a white history moment like never before. This is why white people, I know you're under genocide. I know you're afraid, but you got to overcome fear. Because you're losing your country, and when you're gone, there's no more innovation in America. America will become a complete ghetto. A complete ghetto. My white history moment is from KCRA, a video that captured the heroic rescue of a child from by a teenager lifeguard. And this happened at Seal Bright Beach down in Santa Cruz County in California. CNN and Fox and Friends.
Tonight, a life miraculously saved and the rescue all caught on camera. A brave 16-year-old lifeguard, you see him here, fearlessly battled monster waves in Santa Cruz, California, saving a young boy's life. The teen dove into the churning and foaming breaks and grabbed onto the 10-year-old boy. And then the lifeguard held on, even as the pair were crushed and held under the waves by both the breaks and the current. So the lifeguard fights his way toward shore. That's when another lifeguard was finally able to jump in to help. They got the 10-year-old child to shore and saved his life.
Tell you that he must have been a surfer by the way he's handling the waves?
Because when there are 8 to 10 foot waves, and watch big wave coming in, what does he do? He ducks down.
Yeah.
So he's not knocked over. And that's what you do when you're a surfer. And you know, that guy who we talked to, the lifeguard, was in Cocoa Beach in Florida. They have waves like this a lot when storms are going through. And what do people do? A lot of surfers go out there because those are the really good waves, but they're also so dangerous. I've been caught in a riptide down in Florida, and they are terrifying. And I, by the grace of God, I got out of it. But I did exactly what they say you're supposed to do. You swim alongside. parallel to the shore until you're able to get out.
Well, I also
look at the rescuers.
Also
in addition, another lifeguard and others came.
I also love President Trump celebrating this young 16-year-old and his bravery, because it's going to encourage more young men and women across the country to want to be brave and do the right thing.
Amazing, huh? A white history moment. Amazing. If it was me, that boy, little boy, Ed, I would be drowned. We'd be dead. We'd be eaten up by the sharks. That was a brave moment. White history moment. In a true social post from yesterday, the great white hope, Donald Trump, said, "We're going to bring this heroic young man and his family into the White House with perhaps the boy he saved, to give him a high civilian honor. Very brave. He deserved it." President Donald Trump from True Social. Isn't that amazing? Now do you see why white people, you gotta speak up and not lose your country? That won't happen any other way. It will not happen. Had you seen that hate?
Yep.
Amazing. Did you see it before, Anchor Baby?
No, I had not seen that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Brave.
Those things are no joke.
I know all that water.
Those people who came in, actually, it was obvious they didn't know about riptides, because they were like, oh, man, we're going to get sucked out ourselves.
And they're like, let me run.
I wouldn't be surprised if the lifeguard was like, leave. Like, I'm going to have to save you guys.
I would, if I was sitting up on that lifeguard stool, and I looked down in the water, I saw the little kid way out there, and that water going on like that, I'd be like, he's drowning.
16-year-old boy up in Santa Cruz area. That's cool.
The lifeguard was 16 years old?
Yep.
Wow. And white. That's
looked to be white to me.
Amazing, huh? There was another drowning. It didn't turn out very well, at least for some, according to a report from 40/29 News. Officer Fred Marsh died after saving his fiancée from the Elk River Current. "I was proposing to her. He helped her to safety, but was swept away," ABC News.
Cheryl Padgett tells me her daughter was caught on the current on the Elk River in Missouri. She says Officer Marsh and a friend helped her reach a canoe, but Marsh was swept away.
The morning Officer Fred Marsh died, he and his girlfriend were celebrating the beginning of their future together.
"He proposed to my daughter on the day he passed away, early that morning, and he made her his fiance."
Padgett says the couple had been together for 3 years. She tells me even before the proposal, she had already considered Marsh her son.
"I lost my only son 4 years ago to a fatal accident in my hometown. So we instantly made a connection and a bond, and I called him son, and he called me mama."
Later that day, Marsh, his new fiance, another officer, and his wife were spending the day on the Elk River. Padgett says her daughter got into the water, then began struggling against the current as she tried to return to a kayak.
"She started yelling for the wife, okay, someone has got to help me. The water is coming up so high and it's pushing on my chest and it's getting pressure and it's hard to breathe and I'm swimming and I'm going nowhere." And she said, "If you guys do not help me, I'm going to drown."
Amazing, huh? While his fiance began to struggle against strong current, Marsha and other officers jumped in to assist.
Padgett says the other officer went to help her, and Marsh quickly joined the rescue effort. She says the two men helped push her toward a canoe. She made it to safety, but Marsh was caught in the current. Padgett says he called for help before going under.
"He saw the love of his life in distress, and he was going to help his friend and do what a good human would do, whether it was man, woman, child, or the love of his life. And he went in there to help her, and he gave his life helping someone else. And that is who Fred Marsh is.
Are those his children? They're like white babies to me. What the? The mother of Marsh's fiance described him as a gentle giant.
Padgett describes him as a gentle giant, devoted to his faith, his family, and helping others.
There's nothing he wouldn't do for anyone. He helped everyone without hesitation.
On Monday, people lined the streets as a motorcade escorted Marsh's body through Northwest Arkansas. Padgett says the outpouring from the community and law enforcement showed the family how many lives he touched. Now she wants people to honor him by following the example he set.
Let's do something in Fred's honor that would bless him and make him shout from heaven. And that is to be kind to your fellow man. Don't fight. Don't argue. Don't bicker about race. Don't bicker about gender. Because when Fred loved, he loved with everything he had and he loved well. We love you, Fred.
Amazing. May his soul rest in peace. What a sad story, huh? That's amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. 888-77-53-773. Oh, Fred Marshall did not have any children, according to AI. No children, so that's somebody else's, the white babies. What the? Not his. Let me go to Ross out of New Jersey. Ross, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Ross.
I wanted to ask you, if you have a problem between the light and the dark.
Are you on a speaker, Ross?
No.
Oh, okay. You said, do I have a problem between the light and the dark?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because you do realize you need the dark to have the light, or the light stands out by itself and there is no light. So we go back to a one-dimensional world. If we are without light or dark, there's no shadow or shading.
The dark is evil. You do not. Christ was sent here so that the light came, so that you may overcome the darkness.
Well, if the dark is evil, then why are we putting crude oil in our vehicles to drive around every day?
I have no idea what you mean or what are you talking about.
If you're considering dark as a color, that would mean black. So black crude oil coming out of the ground is all your sins being pumped back up out of the ground to put in your vehicles to ride around on. So you're comfortable when you're not walking anymore, but in comfort because of our ancestors.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What you're saying has nothing to do with the darkness.
What I'm talking about is the colors that we live in. When we started out, we were probably just black or white. But as we put black and white together, we got two-tone. Then we went out of two-tone.
I'm black and so I'm just
he gets, not. He gets all poetic and mixes up his metaphors.
Oh,
I don't mix them up. I look at the colors instead of the people. When you follow a color chart, you can see why things change. But where can we find
it? What does that have to do with the light?
The light comes through your eyes to your brain. You're only able to see 180 degrees of the world when you're walking forward. You have to trust your shadow behind you if you want somebody to cover your back.
Right. So it makes no sense at all. You're really making no sense. And I'm listening closely because I want you to make sense.
Because people...
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Think, smoke on it for a second. Let me take a break. The stretch off is on pure.net. And I'll be right back. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby at 11 to 1 on fire. Energy given to him from above. The American Anchor Baby. And then it ain't over until Bill sings at 2 p.m. on Punchy.tv. Bill, live episode, so tune in. Call in. Super chat Bill at 2 p.m. every Wednesday, live episode. Check him out at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And thank you all for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Ross out of New Jersey. So, Ross, you're talking about physical darkness. I'm talking about spiritual darkness.
Spiritual darkness is related to physical darkness because that's where we first get scared of the darkness in the closet while we're sleeping in our bed at night. We see something in there that scares us and we scream for our mother. She comes to rescue us from that scary darkness and she keeps us safe as a child. As we grow older, we learn...
Your mother cannot rescue you from spiritual darkness.
Your mother is the reason you're here. Because she gave birth to you.
No, your mother is not the reason you're here. God is the reason you're here. The only thing the mother did was allow, he put the baby in the oven, and the mother held
but the mother has
nothing to do with you being here at all.
My father put the seed in the oven from the sword of or the tree of life. He was the tree of life. She's the fruit that was taken. She took her.
That's insane. Where do you get all this mess from?
I'm telling you the way it is.
But where you get this mess from?
Right out of my head.
I know. That's the problem.
No, that's the point.
Coming out of your head. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Well, you can take one thing. You can understand the difference between your ears and your eyes. When you're under the spotlight, all your attention is to the spotlight. When you're under the sun, if you don't work and move, then you're going to be kicked off the job.
Ross, again, you're talking about physical things. I'm talking about spiritual things. So you can't.
And I'm talking about the connection.
What you said, it doesn't connect at all. It's insane.
No, it connects in every way.
No, it connects in no way.
It connects in every way because we use nature.
You think your mama brought you here. You don't know you're from God.
No, we use nature in every way to build our life. Tell me one thing we have on this earth that didn't come from God and nature.
All things came from God.
Exactly.
But what are you talking about the colors and oil and blah,
because
blah, blah?
We,
what does that have to do with spiritual life?
Because as we transplant people from different parts of the world to new parts, they become hybrids. And they are being transformed.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Talk to Haig. I got to run because of time. Call Haig. Amazing, though. I appreciate it. Let me go to Chris out of Ohio. Chris, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Can you hear me?
No.
So basically, I have a question. How do I get my mother to just back off away from me?
And what do you mean? What do you mean?
So basically, she, I don't know. She wants me to download and this like share location app. She wants to know where I'm at. She wants to be a part of my life too much, and it's just like I don't know what to. I don't even know what to say to her.
How old are you?
29.
You don't know how to tell your mother to back off?
No, I'm trying, but I get like I shake in my boots.
But that's fine. You still tell her to back off, but don't resent her and block her.
Block? What do you mean? Like block her from all social media?
Yes.
Damn. I didn't think of that one, but.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess like I still have that fear in me.
Of what?
Of the unknown. I don't know.
Do you need your mama?
No, not really. I got my own place. I'm trying to, be more of independent and stuff like that. But
so while you even battle with her, tell her to back off. And if she doesn't, block her number from your phone, your social media, from your everything, and just be done with her. But don't resent her. She can't help herself. She's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give that a try. And another question. I've been doing the silent prayer. I just want Satan to just shut up and die already. You know? And I don't know if I'm doing the silent prayer right. I don't know, like I feel like he's too heavily involved in my life right now. And
what is your life?
Just where I work at, the things I go through, just stuff that really hits home, and then you know you get stuck in your emotions, your thoughts, and then you try to let it go, and then you can't really let it go, or at least for me.
Are you your thoughts?
No, I'm not.
Well, why can't you let them go then? They're not even you.
Yeah, but it's like when I'm at work and I'm trying to focus and I'm trying to do what my job is, it's like every single time I catch hell and I'm like, oh my God,
you catch hell from snap out of
from the thoughts in my mind.
Why don't you just be aware of them, knowing that it's not you, and still do your job? You can do your physical job and just be aware that these thoughts are talking to you, but it's not you. They are not real. Yeah. And just watch them and go about your day, live with them, walk with them, be with them, sleep with them, eat with them, but do nothing about it so the light can take them away from you.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
I guess I'm still trying. Like,
don't try, just do.
Just do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Who are you?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
You're definitely not the thoughts. You're not the person that's trying to figure it out or anything. Mm-hmm. Just watch those thoughts and tell your mama how the cow ate the cabbage and be done with her, but don't resent her.
Yeah, see, that's the problem that I'm having is, like, I try to... Okay, so my mother, she knows very little English. I know a little bit of Spanish. She's Hispanic. So when I try to communicate certain words with her, I don't know how to say it in the language.
Well, you can say it like this. No, señor, no. Can't you say it like that? No, señor, señorita, no. Can't you say it that way? And then give her the finger.
Give her the finger.
She will understand then.
Yeah. I'm definitely trying to, I don't know, should I do it? Is it like, does it matter if I do it by phone or text or do I have to do it?
Have you forgiven her?
Yeah, I feel like I did. I went up to her. Years ago, I told her that I forgive her for the trauma that she's caused in my life and stuff, for, you know, leading me away from my father,
right,
putting him on child support, just basically not having him in the picture at all.
When all seriousness, if you seriously definitely want to get her to stop, back off from you, you're not her husband, you're not her boyfriend, you're not her responsibility, and she's not your responsibility. So just block her. If you told her to back off and she won't, then just block her and go live your life not even thinking about her at all. Let all thoughts about her pass and just live your life and do the silent prayer so you can grow up.
Okay. That's solid advice. Definitely.
And you don't, and make sure you don't give her your tracking and all that mess. She's still trying, if it's true what you're saying, she's still trying to control you. She loved the thrill of hurting you.
Yeah, I didn't think like that. That's crazy.
You've told her to back off and she won't, and she's like, well, give me your tracking and all that. She's doing it because of a thrill. She loved the thrill that she's irritating you. She loved the thrill that you don't want her to have your social media info. It's all about the thrill from her, but I can't blame her for it because you're allowing her to do it by participating with her. You don't need no mama.
Yeah.
And you don't owe her anything but to not resent her. That's all. Don't resent her. She can't help it. Her mother did it to her.
Right. So does that mean she's going to, like I heard you say before, she might just build up an army against me or something?
She might, but that's fine, too, because you don't need an army. You don't need anyone. You only need the light. You need to stay present and be one with the Father and love your enemy. Don't hate people. Don't resent them. Love your enemy, love your neighbor by not resenting them, and you'll be fine. You'll have a perfect life.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You overcome the world by overcoming the psychological pull that the world has on you. You overcome the world by not thinking about the world at all. Be in it, but not of it.
Okay. Okay.
And you're going to have fun. You'll be around people, that'll be fine. And you'll be alone, that'll be fine. You're going to have peace no matter where you are and what you're doing at all times. But you got to drop the anger and then stay present. Be in the light. And the light will give you life.
Okay. Thank you.
I wish you well. You're doing the silent prayer, right?
Yeah, I'm actually about to start doing them now.
So like, you're not doing a silent prayer?
No, I am. I am. I've done it before. I stopped. I'm back into it now.
What made you go back into the darkness by giving up the light? What made you go back?
A lot of pressure, a lot of like emotions going high, a lot of
But if you're in the light, there are no pressures or emotions.
Yeah, no, and if like it just feels like it is, but deep down, I tell myself, you know what, this is how it's not supposed to be. Like I'm not supposed to be falling for the lies, yeah. You know.
And who are you when you say you tell yourself? What self are you saying that to?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess it just feels like I'm living a double life. Like I feel like it's me versus not me, and then it's like, you know, two lanes that I'm trying to maneuver between, and I'm going into the other side where it's just like so hard for me to get past that.
Because you won't stay in the light. You won't do the silent prayer. You won't stay present. And there is only one lane. There's no such thing as two lanes. You can only have one life at a time, the darkness mm-hmm. or the light. You can't have two.
Yeah.
I recommend, well, because of time, mm-hmm. that you stay in the light, stay present. Don't argue with your mother or anyone about anything, and just watch those thoughts.
Okay. So one last question. So when I'm at work and stuff and things get chaotic and I'm like stressed out, what do I do?
Come out,
like,
of your thoughts.
Like in the moment?
Just be aware that you're in a thought right there in that moment. Be aware that you're in a thought and let it pass, and no such thing as stress. It'll be crazy things that'll be happening outside of you, but not to you.
Yeah, because that's what gets to me the most is when I see how people react, and how they react makes me react.
Right, because you won't overcome the world.
Yeah.
You overcome the world psychologically and emotionally, and then the world cannot affect you because human beings are evil. They thrive mm-hmm. on trying to hurt others because they're hurting. They're wicked. And they think that they call that life. They get a thrill when they think they can hurt you because their hearts are evil. They have no love. And that's why God said that we got to love him and then love mm-hmm. our enemies. Then you'll be fine. Because you won't hate. Anyone with anger is in hell. They are the devil. And so,
yeah.
But you overcome that by overcoming those thoughts. You cannot be affected by any other human beings at all. They would think that they're hurting you, but they won't be mm-hmm. touching you at all because there would be no you.
And will they act different? Like if they see me walking in the light, and will they notice?
It wouldn't matter to you at all. You'll be in the light. And it doesn't matter if they see it or not. You just won't resent them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because they're into the color, they're into what they have and don't have, and they're in darkness, and they're calling the darkness the light. But you won't try to be in the light for someone else. You'll be in the light because you want to be one with the Father. You want to be of love.
Yeah. And then I guess, what about, like, friends and stuff?
It's just a word.
Okay.
And so you'll be around people. You'll have fun. You'll go to the club. You'll enjoy. And when the party is over, you'll go home and you'll go to sleep. You won't go home and cry because all of a sudden you're lonely. But don't be saying friends. Just enjoy people when you're around and then go home because the moment you put the title friendship on it, now you're expecting something from them, and they are expecting something from you, and they have nothing to give, and you don't have anything to give, and then the battle starts.
Okay.
Friends is just a word.
Okay, understood. Yeah, I guess that's all. You answered all my questions.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Definitely.
But I highly recommend that you do the prayer. You stay with staying present. God said that the greatest sin is to forget to be present, because you're going to end up back in the darkness of your imagination, and you think that the world is hurting you, and it would just be another lie, because it'd be thoughts and feelings. All thoughts and all feelings are lies, the good ones and the bad ones. The good ones are bad, and the bad ones are bad. They're phonies. They're not real.
Yeah. That's a lot to take in.
Take it one day, one step at a time.
Yeah, I mean, I've been
trying. Don't try to
I've
understand
been...
it. The understanding would come to you. Don't try to go to the understanding. It will come to you.
So now that you mentioned that, so is it like if I'm reading something, like let's say I want to read like scripture and stuff, am I reading it for like, I'm not reading it for the knowledge, of course, right? I'm reading it for like wisdom, I guess.
You will get the knowledge, but don't hold on to the knowledge so that wisdom will come. But if you hold on to the knowledge, all you're going to have is a head full of knowledge, and then you go out preaching Jesus, and you won't even know who Jesus is. It'll just be words. But let the knowledge go through, and the wisdom will come. It will come to you, and it will speak to you. But not in a voice. It's in a voice's voice.
Okay, so that's like the Holy Spirit then?
Don't you think about all that at all.
Okay.
It'll come to you. You want to get rid of all ideas about everything, because otherwise you just have a head full of ideas and knowledge, and the letters kill you and doesn't give you life.
Okay.
Stay
with
it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with it.
All right, we'll do.
All right. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Very nice. Over on YouTube, Half Black Tony's been a member for 6 months, saying, shout out, Jesse.
Shout out, Half Black Tony. That's amazing. And happy White History Month.
Sakita K says, has a sticker with a gal with her head in her, with her chin in her palms, saying, you're number one.
Amazing. Thank you. And thank you for your support.
Thank you, Sakita. Also, another super chat from Sakita K. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. No message.
Because July just feels white to hate.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Ball City gifted the cookie. Shiloh Hendricks is an angel sent from heaven.
Who is Shiloh Hendricks?
The gal who said the N-word to the black kid.
Amazing.
And the black guy.
I really wish her well, but white people under genocide. What the? Thank you.
Salty old, I'll say, man, gifted the cookie. Oh, the victim mentality rears its ugly head first thing in the morning before coffee. Amazing.
Amazing. Victimized thinking people are evil. Really, they are evil. If you doubt me, listen to how they communicate. Watch how they relate to you when you don't agree with them. People with victim mentality, look how black street whites today become. Not all. But they think they're victims, and look how they treat white people. A victimized mentality is an evil, wicked mentality. Amazing. Thank you.
C-Bill Jerome, just like his mama, laughing with tears sideways.
Amazing. Shout out to Jerome.
Jamie, it's hump day. And he also says, happy White History Month, Jerome. And with another coffee, Jerome, this is a white man's country. End of discussion.
I rest my case, see, Jerome. I tried to tell you. What the? Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, as the low IQ racist caller, why an alleged Somali child rapist was at a park? Tongue sticking out emoji. But that's, the charges were dropped and he was there for his kid. Oh, am I the racist? Maybe I'm the low IQ racist, but I'm not a caller. Sorry, Pastor Chatelet.
Thank you, Pastor. I don't really know what you're saying.
Referring to that cameraman, he was accused of sexual stuff with a 16-year-old, but the 16-year-old was maybe making it up.
I'm not aware of any of that, but thank you for your financial support, Pastor Chatelet.
Chud the Builder is an angel sent from heaven, says Balls City.
Amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony about Tuskegee Institute with that new dress code.
Right.
Couldn't go there. I got to wear my do-rag.
What? Not to school. Sleep in it, but take it off the next morning before you leave the house. Thank you.
Jules Verne, I got my July Fields white hat. Right and on. It's amazing.
That hat is beautiful.
Quadruple exclamation mark. It's truly a very nice hat. Good quality, and it got here fast. Thank you, guys.
Right on. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
That's right.
And the hat was designed by the Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby. Great design, too. Thank you.
Charlotte, hey, Jesse, did you see the blacks went into a press conference as the Madison police, Wisconsin, was giving an update on the police shooting, and the blacks took the mic from the police and took over the press conference? The police just stood there. This is very disturbing how whites are so afraid of the blacks.
I heard about that. We didn't play that, right, Nick?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I haven't seen it. I didn't hear about it. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jim. Thank you. Amazing.
Tay with three hearts.
Hey, Tay. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, Tay.
C-Bill. Ross sound like his mama. Beta. Laughing.
I really didn't understand what Ross was saying at all. But maybe my fault. I'm black. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion. Jesse, my love. I've been busy with work. My first nephew, Jimmy's high school graduation this weekend. He graduated with honor. I keep sending him your videos. He's headed in the right direction. And on and on she goes. And I'm going to have to cut that off because it's not pithy enough. And we got to read the rest of your super chats later.
Keep it pithy.
Thank you,
and
Sion.
Congratulations to your nephew. Amazing.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you for your support, Sion. Amazing.
Out of here, guys.
Wow. I'm out of time. Brady out of Arizona. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. Claudia from Denver, Colorado. Is it Iman?
Yep.
Iman, a first-time caller out of Georgia. I am out of time. The Hate Report coming, and then the American Anchor Baby. Thanks for y'all's support. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.